In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. O Christ our God, who in your tender love endured all this for our sake, glory to you. One of the many lines of liturgical poetry marveling at what God was willing to do, willing to suffer, willing to endure to restore us to abundant life. As we mentioned last night, some of the marvel you may want to get curious about is just how valuable you are in God's eyes. It was not for angels, it was not for elephants, it was not for fireflies that God does this, though God loves them infinitely as well. God does what it takes to rescue you. And this is God's MO from the beginning. We get ourselves into trouble and God rescues. No matter how long it takes, no matter the cost. When Adam and Eve miss the mark in paradise, God comes down to them. And even when mankind refuses that second chance and turns selfward over and over and over, and we bring pain and grief on ourselves and hurt on each other, and ultimately suffering the final consequence of death. As St. Basil reminded us throughout Lent, God neither turned away from us, nor did God forget us. Instead, God continually visited us in various ways. God spoke to us. God sent prophets. God performed mighty works. God raised up saints. God gave us the law as a help. God appointed angels as guardians. And when the fullness of time had come, God came in the person of the Son, Jesus Christ, who took on everything that was in our human nature and did so without sin. Jesus took on our suffering, our grief, our glories, our pains, our friendships, and our betrayals. And because it had become part of the human condition, God accepts death. This is the divine rescue mission. This is the ultimate statement by God to us saying, "You are valuable in my eyes, regardless of the cost." We hear an interesting, maybe you found it horrifying, maybe you found it confusing, but interesting nonetheless, an interesting line in the gospel story of the crucifixion when the crowds are demanding that Jesus be crucified. Pilate, knowing Jesus was innocent of wrongdoing, he says, "I wash my hands of this righteous man's blood." And what do the voices yell back? They say, "His blood be on us and on our children." On the surface, it seems like an arrogant statement of defiance, and so it is. For many throughout the centuries, it has also been seen as a curse, a people taking eternal responsibility for crucifying the Son of God. Still for others, it has become seen as a license to persecute. But in reality, the cry, "His blood be on us and on our children," proclaims the greatest of blessings. Now, I'm not suggesting that's how the people meant it at the time, not at all. But sometimes God slips in a deeper meaning than a person intends when they speak. Sometimes God slips in a deeper meaning, a deeper reality in spite of our rebellion. I mean, if the entirety of human history from Adam and Eve to Christ was a divine rescue mission, a rescue from all suffering, a rescue from all our grief, a rescue from all our pain, a rescue from all our sin, a rescue even from death itself. And if this rescue mission was accomplished by God shedding his own life-giving blood, then God's blood is the antidote to the suffering. God's blood is the baptism into abundant life. God's blood is the new wine. God's blood is the medicine of immortality. And therefore, yes, in God's deeper reality, in spite of what the people may have meant, in God's deeper reality, may Christ's blood be on us and on our children. The final enemy to be destroyed is death. And the destruction of death could only be accomplished by God entering into it and bursting it from the inside, by God shedding divine blood. And when death was sprinkled, or dare I say, flooded with divine blood, when death was flooded with divine blood, death is destroyed. Death is in ruins. Death is trampled down by the death of Jesus Christ. This is the divine rescue mission. In the person of Jesus Christ, God took on everything experienced in our human nature, our suffering and our grief, our glories and our pains, our friendships and our betrayals. And because it had become part of the human condition, God accepts even our death. This is the ultimate statement by God to us, saying, "You are valuable in my eyes, regardless of the cost." O Christ our God, who in your tender love endured all this for our sake, glory to you. Amen.